So it wouldn't quite be a Father TJ homily without my trusty backpack here. Today in the readings, there's kind of a theme that I like, and it's something that we do sometimes in our culture. Is anybody familiar with the term makeover? Any of the students like, well, what happens in a makeover? What goes on? Maybe, yes, sir, what happens? It takes a long time to transform, right? So that's what's happening in a makeover. People like change their appearance or like the home makeover. They change their house, and sometimes it may take a long time. Well, I thought tomorrow night there's a really exciting sporting event going on. It has to do with my favorite sport, which is basketball. And what game is tomorrow night? The best players in the NBA are playing in a game called what? The All-Star Game in New Orleans. It's going to be the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference. And I thought if I wanted to play in that game, maybe I could do a makeover. Like, if I wanted to play in that game, do you think it would help if I, like, put on one of these and said, yeah, let's play basketball? Or what if I put on my athletic shoes like I've got on underneath my vestments today? Or what if I say, look, I want to be, like, my favorite player, and I'm going to grow one of these out so that I can be like, do you think that would help me be an all-star basketball player? No, probably not. But if you're interested to see how I play basketball, you can come to the Priest First Seminarian game on April 21st. It's going to be another awesome Catholic event. But today in the gospel, Jesus has a makeover, right? Where he takes his disciples up on the mountain and he's transformed. And it says that his clothes become what? Dazzling white, like the craziest, most awesome bleach in the world, changes it to be like sparkling bright. And like the guys, the disciples that were with him, they had to like use sunglasses to say, whoa, Jesus is really bright. But what Jesus offers us is that he makes over our hearts, right? He changes us because we're made in whose image? We're made in God's likeness and image. And Jesus gives us the strength to be more like him. Like, it's not an outward appearance that we put on as Christians. It's an inward appearance. It changes our hearts. And that's what our Lord does for us. Today, when we receive the Eucharist, we receive Jesus' very own body, blood, soul, and divinity, which changes us, which gives us a makeover of our soul, which makes us more like him. And those of you who are in Catholic school, those of you who have been Catholic educated, you've received the extreme makeover. Because the Lord has formed your heart to make you disciples. He's made you more in his image and likeness. So as we pray together today in the celebration, we ask the Lord to help make over our hearts, to help us to become more like him. And we also pray in thanksgiving and gratitude for the beautiful, awesome, amazing gift of Catholic education, which makes over our hearts and our souls to make us more like Jesus Christ.